It takes me an hour to reach him. An hour! And bloody knees and scratched fingers. An hour of painful tunes gasped out through the false smile of my stretched lips. At last I reach him. The sounds of my breath have no effect. He does not turn to wood. He puts his hands to my cheeks and then gently plucks the mouth organ from my mouth.
"It does good for those who do good, and bad for those who do bad,"
he says. Tears run down my cheeks.
"I only wanted to get money for a tree,"
I cry.
"But everything went wrong."
I remember the silent statues in the town. The young man hands me the mouth organ. We both know what has to be done. Without speaking, we walk back together. The people are all standing there, every one, still silent, still made of wood. I lift the mouth organ to my lips and start to play. It's the sweetest tune. It's the sound of the birth of the world. It's a flower opening. It's a mother's tear plopping on her baby's cheek. It's a foal's first steps. It's the promise of a new life.